Hey, this is Brandon Ludwig, and you're listening to Beam Me Up, Scotty, starring Kenny Scott Guffey, Brian Labuda, Dawson Maiman, and Trevor Lasur.
So what kind of ice cream did you get?
I got a vanilla sundae.
Oh, I love those. Oh my god, that sounds so good right now.
Oh, it's so good. I haven't had ice cream in a while.
Did you get it from the shop, like downstairs?
Yeah, the one that my landlord owns.
Yeah, that's awesome. So I bet it's probably better than a place like, say, Dairy Queen or something, right?
Oh, it is. It's much better.
Yeah, I imagine so. We don't have any, like, you know, places like that around here. They're all like I said, like Dairy Queen or McDonald's, and you know, McDonald's ice cream machine's always down, so you know.
we have tons of them. I think in our town there's like two or three.
That's awesome. So what is your favorite ice cream?
My favorite ice cream, there's a bunch of different ones. So if I'm gonna get soft serve, I want vanilla. With hot fudge and whipped cream and all that shit.
Yes.
If I'm going to get it in a cone, it has to have rainbow sprinkles. If I'm going to get a cup of, like, regular ice cream, it needs to either be coffee ice cream or mint chocolate chip.
Oh, my God. Coffee ice cream and mint chocolate chip. I love mint chocolate chip, dude. That is my favorite. And most people hate it. You know, like, that's the one that everybody says is like toothpaste. And I'm like, but I love it. And I'm also that horrible person, too, who is not disappointed when the cookie turns out to be oatmeal raisin instead of chocolate chip. You know,
I love oatmeal raisin.
Right? I know, right? Come on. Like, it's awesome. It's bomb. But no, coffee ice cream is good, too, though, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
I remember there was a... What was it, like summer maybe? Summer 2005 or 6? And I got a coffee-flavored Kit Kat and a Coca-Cola with lime. And neither one of those exists anymore. I think they're starting to bring back the coffee-flavored Kit Kat, but man, those were a good combination together.
I've never heard of that.
It was like 2005 or 6. And the only reason I remember is because we were on our way to Louisville, I think, on a trip, and we stopped at a gas station and got it, and it was just, man, this is good. And I started, like, buying it. Every time I went to a gas station, I'd get a coffee Kit Kat and a Coke with lime, and now, you know, they don't have either of those anymore, you know, but luckily, we have a Sonic here in town, and you can go and you can get a Coke, and you can add what you want to it, you know.
We have Sonic also.
I love Sonic, actually.
I like the hot dogs.
Yeah, right? Totally. They're just, I don't know, it's something about their food. It just has a specific, just like a flavor. It's good. I like it.
Yeah.
We actually have this new place in town called Cookout. I don't know if you guys have one there or if you've ever heard of it.
No, I haven't.
I hadn't either. And it's evidently a chain, right? But it went in where the old Steak and Shake used to be. Which, you know, Steak and Shake, I was kind of getting burned out there for a bit. Like, I mean, you were waiting in line like 40 minutes for like a milkshake. I mean, like a while.
Really?
Yeah, they were getting very, very slow. I don't know what happened with that. But anyway, so Steak and Shake closed down, and now there's a Cookout in there, but you can't ever get to the Cookout because the line is literally wrapped around the building. And I'm like, I take it they have good food. I wouldn't know.
We don't have
we don't have a Steak and Shake here. We have a Shake Shack.
That sounds so good, though. Like, the name, Shake Shack. I've heard of it before. It sounds so good to me. Like, I don't know why.
I had Shake Shack once, and the line was, like, around the corner. But everyone, like, kind of, like, really, like, was like, oh, this is the best thing ever. And then when I had it, I was like, all it was like a fried chicken sandwich with like mayonnaise just slopped all over to the point where like you took a bite and the chicken would slide out the back.
You know I hate what that. I mean? I hate that so like, bad.
The only fucking thing that could possibly happen when you're eating a sandwich, you know?
So Tiffany and I went to this pizza place, and I'm not going to name them in case anybody, you know, around here, like, works there and listens to the show, but we went to this pizza place, and it's like a sit-down type family place, right? But we went on a Saturday, and we were literally the only guests in the dining room, and, I mean, that's cool. I'm like, awesome. We're going to have, like, great food, and, you know, I mean, I was just expecting, like, really top of the line service and food, everything. Anyway, so they bring our pizza out, and it wasn't really cut. It kind of was, right, into the slices. But so we sliced it a little bit more because they left a pizza slicer, pizza cutter with us. And literally, I start to take a piece, and so does Tiffany. And I pulled the entire, like, all the entire toppings came off. Like,
oh my God.
At once. It was like a blanket. Like,
just how came... the fuck does that happen?
You tell me. I have no idea.
That's so weird.
So the waitress came back to check a few minutes later, and here we are trying to, like, pat this topping back down because I didn't want to offend her. She was a very sweet girl, and yeah. I just was like, it was something that was just embarrassing that I did not want to be like, okay, this happened, you know, can we get something else? You know, I just wanted to just go, basically, at that point. And that was the weirdest experience, and we've not went back there since that happened.
I wouldn't either, especially, that's so fucking bizarre that I've never, in all my years of pizza, I've never pulled a slice out and had, like, the entire come off, like, the whole pizza pie.
Like, yeah.
I've had it come off, like, you know, part of a slice.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, when you're pulling it?
Totally. But everybody has, right? That's normal. That's normal. Okay.
The thing that baffles me is that it was actually cut into a slice, but it's almost like they cut the dough before they baked it.
I guess it's so weird. I don't know. It was, like I said, the only way to describe it is like a blanket. It just, like, pulled, like, you pull a blanket off my head. It was so weird. I was just like, this is strange. I'm not eating here again. So, but, yeah, I mean, it's always an adventure when you go somewhere, especially with a toddler. And, you know, just things like that, just, you know, add to my memory bank. I love it. So what do you guys got going on? Like, what are you doing tonight besides eating ice cream?
Well, Emily had her friend over, and they've been writing songs together, so that's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
And I've been having movie ADD.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so I had Invasion of the Body Snatchers on last night, but yes. I didn't finish watching it before I went to bed.
Wait, okay, so Invasion of the Body Snatchers, are you talking about, like, the Tobe Hooper one?
No, the one from...
The original.
77.
Oh, okay.
With Donald Sutherland.
Yeah, okay, so like the original. Okay, cool. No, wait a minute. I'm not thinking about Invaders and the Body Snatchers. No, wait a minute. I was thinking about Invaders from Mars. Disregard. Oh,
Invaders from Mars, the Tobe Hooper one, is phenomenal.
Yes, that's what I was thinking about. I am so sorry. That, Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
That movie, I used to watch that when I was a little kid. It used to give me nightmares.
I know. I love that movie. Actually, yeah, I found it on DVD, like, in a thrift shop or something, I was like, I'm buying this. If I leave with nothing else today.
Those aliens in that are, like, nightmare fuel.
Aren't they? They're so freaky. Like, something about them. But, like, yeah, I don't know. I grew up, like you said, you know, I used to watch it all the time as a kid. And it was kind of like the, I guess, the opposite of E.T. for me. It was like, you know, other kids were watching E.T. and I was watching Invaders from Mars.
It's funny because I feel like I always watched Invaders from Mars when I was at home and I had a fever. When I would have a fever, I would hallucinate. So, like, I associate that movie with having a fever and hallucinating.
That's very trippy when you put it that way.
It's weird.
It's like this movie I associate with fever dreams.
Yeah, like when he walks in on the teacher eating the frog.
Oh, that's so disturbing. Like the legs still kicking. Yeah. Oh my God.
And then he goes and tells the nurse, who's like Karen Black.
Yes.
Like Karen Black, you know?
And Karen Black, oh, yes, God. Rest in peace. Oh my God, yes. Like, that movie was wild. It was really wild.
Good morning, my fellow Beam Me Up Scottians. Well, actually, it is going to be afternoon, nighttime by the time you guys hear this, but currently it is 6:37 a.m., 66 to 68 degrees, and it is raining its ass off. It's done this a couple of days this week, and as long as I can see the road and whoever's in front of me on the way to Ruston today, I will be A-okay. So, as most of you know, Memorial Day is Monday, and my career field that I'm in, holidays are very big for me. I know I've mentioned it before, but I work for a beer distribution company, and Sling sell a lot of beer. And I just want to tell everybody that drinks out there, especially on holidays, to tone it the fuck down. Because I am tired. I am exhausted. I put in 23 hours over just since Wednesday. Wednesday and Thursday, I put in 23 hours, which doesn't seem like a whole lot. But when you're doing a physical labor job more or less all day, it hurts. And I'm only 25, but I think I've got the back of a 50-year-old. So I'm right up there with Scott. But anyways, I don't really have a whole lot to talk about today other than, I would like to apologize to everybody that does listen that I don't have a movie segment to talk about, mainly because I've just been so exhausted, and it's been such a long week of preparing for Memorial Day. I mean, I'm working tomorrow, too, which is Saturday, so I'll be working 6 days straight, and I know people do that all the time, but this shit's exhausting, man. But, it's paying out, so I'm not complaining at all. I'm being compensated very well for what I do, and even though I'm good at what I do, I'm not trying to toot my own horn, it still is exhausting. And I normally have 5 stores to work on a Friday across two towns that are like 30-ish minutes apart, 30-ish minutes away from each other. Sorry, I haven't had my caffeine yet, and I'm on the way to get it. But my caffeine is 30 minutes away because I'm very particular about my coffee. And this one store I have in Ruston, they have a CC's. I don't know if you guys have CC's anywhere where you live. But the CC's coffee is so fucking good. And I can't explain it, but I've built excellent rapport with the girls that work there. And so they hooked me up with like extra shots, caramel drizzles, all that shit for free. So, I mean, I pay for a nice coffee, a super grande iced coffee for like $5. So, I mean, I'm like robbing them, which is cool. But at the same time, it's all after, you build rapport. You build rapport with somebody, it makes your life a little bit easier. Even if it's just the girls at the coffee shop. I mean, to me, about life's all about making relationships with people you don't know, and that's the most fun part about life. You can build a relationship with somebody for say a month or two just through your work and never see them again after that time. And I guess while we're here talking on the subject of my career and my life going on right now, I actually got offered a relief sales position at the beginning of the week, so I will be accepting that. I've just got to get the official, we're going to give you the position next week. But I'm really tight with my supervisor, right? And my supervisor came and helped me yesterday on my route because I had like 500, 600 cases of beer for one store yesterday to do by myself. And so my boss naturally pulls up and gives me a hand after like I worked 3 pallets. And he just started asking me these little tidbit questions about, how long do you think it would take you to learn? And, how long do you think you'd be able to learn a route? And I'm just sitting there like, man, I'm sitting there thinking the only problem I'm going to have is you know, learning how to sell and working our system, because other than that, everything else you need is right there in front of you. I mean, it's, I'm not going to say it's easy, but because in no way, shape, or form is it easy. It takes thinking, it takes, you know, it's just preparation, it's just a lot of things you've got to, you know, input. So, oh, here comes the rain. Oh, who got pulled over? That is a tow truck that got, oh my god, damn! There's an 18-wheeler on the side of the road! On its side, what the fuck? Trailer and all! Holy shit, man. And you know what's crazy? It's this rain, I'm telling you, bro. People here don't know how to drive in the rain, and I don't understand why, because it rains here from March or April to about September, October, it rains once a week, if not multiple times in one day, and then it's sunny 2 hours later. And I guess it's just people passing through or what, but either way, this is 2 days now in a row I've seen a wreck. Yesterday I saw a little Ford, it was a Ford Taurus, I think, a newer Ford Taurus. And that dude must have hydroplaned into the median. I mean, he was just chilling. I looked over as I was passing, and the guy was just sitting in there playing on his phone, like, he's accepted his fate. But, dude, wow, that's a whole-ass 18-wheeler on his side. That's a boo-boo. But I thought the state trooper was just pulling over the tow truck, but no, buddy. They got some cleaning to do, man. But anyways, all right, guys. Well, rain's starting to pick up. As always, we love, we respect, and we appreciate you all for giving us a listen. Even if you don't, this one's for you. And, oh, shit. Okay, never mind. We're good. There's just another truck on the side of the road. As always, guys, I'm not going to say it again, but we do accept and invite you to always send us a message, leave a comment on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, telling us what you'd like for us to talk about, who we could possibly, you know, prospect into coming onto the show. You know, it's just, we do this for fun, even though it is a headache, and I'm not going to say it's a headache, but for me, like, I didn't get a chance to do my movie segment, and I feel bad because, you know, that's my thing to do on here. But I'm just, you know, me being busy, that shouldn't be an excuse, but it is what it is, and I'm going to use it because I'm tired. I went to bed at 8 o'clock last night, so it's been like that all week. But it is what it is. As always, again, we love, we appreciate, and we respect you guys, and thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend, and happy Memorial Day. Happy Memorial Day weekend. I don't know, man. Go get drunk, have fun, be safe, drive responsibly. Bye, guys.
What's going on?
What's going on? In my front yard right now, staking for modules, as is my right as an American citizen. What are you doing with your lazy self?
I was, you know what? I was relaxing, because yeah. It's... Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're relaxing. Wow. You're just relaxing when people like myself are out staking for modules. That's really impressive that you're taking that path as a citizen of the world.
What are you staking for modules? What are you doing? Like, I mean, what?
Are you asking me what staking for modules means?
I mean, yeah.
Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
Okay, be a man. Ask what you mean. Mean what you ask. Put some manliness behind your question. Ask it as a warrior. Ask that question as a warrior, not as a bystander waiting for the cotton candy guy to get his act together to get you that cotton candy. Ask with some, the thing. Ask with that. So what I'm saying is, I am doing my module thing. I'm staking for modules. And what staking for modules is, you know, every time you go outside down the street, look at a neighbor's house, you see 5 to 4 prick toes. Now, 5 or 4 prick toes does not always mean that someone else around that house will be staking for modules. So don't take that as a sign. That is the worst mistake you can make. So when you're staking for modules, which means the underground therapeutic signature that the grass makes, you don't want it to go north and just south. You want it to go east, roundabout, circle back west. Don't be confused by when the horns honk either. So basically, you know what? My timer just went off.
Why do I call him? On behalf of Beam Me Up, please visit AntonYelchinFoundation.org. Thank you.